Welcome to our first podcast. It's April 2020, and as the world gets used to the new normal of lockdown, how many of us are getting very little exercise? Even when the weather's good, it's easy to be inactive, so how can we use tech to help? One of the things we found is a great motivator is a fitness tracker, such as a Fitbit or Garmin VivoFit Junior 2, which is for kids. The Fitbit's default goal is set to 10,000 steps a day, but you can easily change this in the Fitbit app. The Fitbit will track your steps, active minutes, sleep and heart rate, and just seeing how active or not you're being is a great motivator to get towards that 10,000 steps a day. You have to charge the battery every once in a while with a charger that clips onto the bottom. Even if it means doing laps of your garden or a few times up and down the stairs, it all counts towards that daily total. Set small goals to start with and build up, then you're more likely to stick with it. The Fitbit app will show your step progress over time so you can see your good and bad days. You'll have a bit of both. The Garmin VivoFit Junior 2 is able to track your steps, active minutes and sleep, and it comes with a themed game, which is great fun. However, it does not have a set goal, and if you get to 60 active minutes a day, you get a move in your game. One of the pros about the Garmin is you don't have to charge it. It will last up to a year, and if it does run out, you can change it by ordering a battery from Amazon or eBay, and you'll need a quite small screwdriver to replace it. Also, if you don't want to buy a fitness tracker, then Sweatcoin is a good alternative. You put your phone in your pocket and the app converts your steps into Sweatcoins. The more coins you make, the more you can donate to charity or spend on rewards for yourself. Links to all the products we've mentioned are in the description below. Hope you enjoyed our podcast. Follow us for more tech news and views. Stay well. Over and out.